Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and I know this is a different schedule, our Tuesday show. But because of conditions, I won't be able to do a show tomorrow. So anyway, we got Larry on board. And as usual, he is our fantastic updater of what's going on. Hi, Larry. How you doing?
Hey, Stuart. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. Did you read that article that cosmic dust was found on the rooftops in Paris?
I saw that, and wasn't that remarkable?
Well, what bothers me about it, you have been tracking these gravity wave pictures. We have pictures now on top of hurricanes. We're getting pictures now all over the place of what they're now calling gravity waves. And when you get into what is going on, the galactic superwaves push because of their power. They start to push dust that is just outside the solar system into the solar system because they can override the solar wind. And I'm beginning to wonder if this isn't just more evidence. What have you heard about these gravity waves and where they're being found and pictured, actually?
Yeah, it's I've noted a number of them on Space Weather and NOAA. Are putting out pictures of them. It seems like they're actually reporting that satellites are actually photographing these gravity waves in the oceans. Off of Africa, there were some real good pictures of those. They also detected them in the atmosphere with the most recent hurricanes that we've seen. They've seen the gravity waves activity within the hurricane systems. And then now they're actually detecting gravity waves and able to photograph them in, they're saying in the atmosphere and especially over the Arctic with the Arctic lights and the dust and stuff that's in the atmosphere is even glowing red now, they say, over Europe, over South America, over the Arctic. They're especially able to photograph those. And so, what started is you actually began talking about gravity waves and these systems that occur in, in the cosmic. We're seeing more and more evidence of I think what you said was the leading waves of some of this activity.
Yeah, we have a picture, and I haven't posted it yet, but I should, of the galactic center. Now, this is where these things emanate. The Mayan people said that the galactic core, be it a black hole or a gigantic star, as Dr. Paul LaViolette actually believes it is, for the most part, they're like 80% quiescent, but then they go into an explosive mode. And when that happens, of course, we're talking about things a million times the size of the sun and huge gravity concentrations. So when these things explode, these waves travel outbound from the core. And light travels at the speed of light. The cosmic waves that are made up of just about everything from UV, infrared, radio waves, X-rays, and all of that travel just slightly slower, they think. So we would see the explosive activity in the core first. We'd see the light from that. We'd be taking pictures of it, which we now have. And the explosive activity in the core is just amazing. Some of the pictures I've got are the size of them is overwhelming. We can't comprehend it even. So we already have those pictures, which means that the gravity waves and the cosmic waves are really starting to probably show up. And at first, they probably won't do a whole lot, but it's interesting to me that they're even reporting it. You know, the fact that they are reporting this, and the fact that we have not seen this kind of activity before, is a prelude, I think, to where we are on the timeline. And any other news on the sun, too, because I noticed that coronal hole is huge. What's going on there? Have you watched that at all?
I've checked that out again this morning and was looking at it, and it's a massive coronal hole on the sun that actually begins spewing energized particles towards the Earth, and it's very widespread, actually. So they're expecting geomagnetic storms. They said they were expecting them to start at the 7th or 8th of December and go several days. And that's what's interesting is that's also in keeping with this strange Arctic weather system that is just slamming into the U.S. from the Arctic. And they've even got 2 feet of snow in Hawaii on the volcano there, 2 feet. They've never had this before. And this all seems to be tying in with the gravity waves. And I just was going to add that Tom Horn recently put an article out where you know, in his magazine, and I read it, you know, on your show, talking about how that they were so astounded by gravity waves that they were beginning now to try to track them, try to photograph them, and they believed the gravity waves were literally multidimensional.
Well, yeah, I think they are. You know, what's really interesting to me is the timing of this, that all of a sudden, now we're getting that. I want to get into that 5777 document. We just put out a special report. It's called 577 Star Signs, Gravity Waves, and the Rapture. The timing is absolutely perfect for what we're seeing happen. And, of course, this is all going to affect the sun as well, which has been rather anomalous and quiet, actually, on a lot of areas. And so, yeah, this is going to affect our weather first, climate change, and jet streams. It's going to probably affect the ocean currents. And I think we're in for a heavy, heavy ride as we sail on in through 5777, which is 2017, and I think I can prove conclusively that this is the pivot year now. Do you remember the two comets that passed over Al Gore? I can't think of the name of it now. Algo, I guess. It's a star that represents Satan. And
Algo. I believe it's And I do remember that. Yes, I do.
And that always occurred on April. I'm forgetting when it was. 4/11. It was April 11th. The first comet passed by it, and then another comet came by it and formed a perfect cross right over Satan's head. And both of them crossed on 4/11. Which is extremely significant, because, and we couldn't figure out why 4/11 was so well marked in the heavens by the Lord himself. And we got that solved. We now know what that was and why it was. And it ties directly into this two-day delay on 2015's Feast of Trumpets. And it really did form a two-year delay, which brings us to 2017. Everything is now pointing to 2017 as a real bad pivot year for the entire planet. So it doesn't surprise me at all that we have these gravity waves coming in, and pretty soon we're going to have the cosmic waves coming in, which I believe we can prove through a number of articles that have been written by Paul LaViolette and others who have found that these actually change human DNA and animal DNA and actually cause mutations. You probably know about how the New Age concept is that humanity goes through a higher consciousness type of concept. So I think this is going to catch people by total surprise. They're not paying any attention. Anyway, getting off that, did you see this headline, disgruntled Democrats want a constitutional convention, and they're even talking about leaving the union?
Well, I did, and I'd had an interesting conversation this evening with Richard Shaw, and he was indicating that they appear to be going to any extreme to stop Trump taking office, and I mean massive extremes, and that this is going on. It's a very unstable time, and a matter of fact, Richard told me that some of the rabbis running codes were very concerned about the rest of December and through January till the inauguration.
Well, that would fit the bots, right?
Oh, yeah.
Confusion, chaos. And nobody really knows who the president really is going to be or who is. How are they doing on the recounts? I did understand that Trump's lead was actually lessening, but they're probably, I don't know what they're doing. At first I had heard Pennsylvania, they couldn't do it. Then I heard they were counting it. Now I've heard that they're not going to count it again. Or what's going on, I wonder, with those counts?
I don't know. There's a lot of confusion there also. There's also reports that she's filing cases with federal judges to try to usurp the electoral. And at the same time, it's very interesting, that Obama has come out and took a stand against Trump and going to block him every way he can, and then is now announcing, and this is what's unusual, Stuart, is the fact that now the UN has already elected another guy. He's a man from Portugal that's going to be the next UN secretary at the end of this month. And I thought that's really strange because this is the guy that's from the same place as the Fatima prophecies came from. That's going to take over the UN, and now Obama's announcing he's going to move to California, which is ironically the only state right now that's wanting to leave the union if a Trump office begins.
This is what these one a Russian scientist, and it's been in prophecies of a big split up of the United States. So, it makes you wonder. I personally do think that Trump's being protected of the Lord, he'd be gone already. The question is how much protection is he going to have, or is Trump just here to facilitate maybe the Third Temple, which is another sign, by the way, that 5777 is the year, 2017 is the year for this big pivot, and for, Christians really need to start waking up as to how close we are to big changes coming. We've had various then warnings from the Bible codes of possible danger, I guess, to Trump. Now, would this be threats to get rid of him, or are these maybe threats so he doesn't get in? He's stopped and can't move. I mean, if they can get this electoral thing delayed, and I think you told me about there's going to be some threats made for Inauguration Day.
Oh, yeah.
Is that right?
Matter of fact, I saw today that Al Sharpton has got a big march that's going to begin. They're going to march to Washington, D.C. to cause problems. And ISIS is claiming massive attacks during inauguration day. you know, we've got all of this going on, and then we became aware also, Stuart, of a Torah code that the rabbis in Israel did that indicated December the 5th and a very open window of real trouble for, I guess you could say, the life of Donald Trump and actually somewhat like Netanyahu. I'm aware that they went through some family to get the word to him about this really dramatic Torah code. We can't reveal it. We can't talk about it, but we mm-hmm. know it exists. And the day that this may have been going to occur, December the 5th, Ivanka Trump made a quick move to the offices and went before the inner circle of Donald Trump, remember, and they took a picture of her. And actually, Yahoo News said Ivanka Trump's not there to save the planet. She was just in Trump Tower Monday to visit with Donald Trump on an important issue, and nothing happened on Monday. So hopefully we passed that window of trouble that the Torah code seemed to indicate. And if you remember back, this is exactly the same scenarios that happened for Benjamin Netanyahu in Israel a number of times.
Yes, I do remember that, where they had this Bible code. He was not paying any attention to it, I guess. And was it his father-in-law or his father that told Bibi, you better be paying attention to this? And so they radically altered his schedule and visits of where he was going to be. Do I remember that right?
That was his father. They went to his father when he wouldn't listen. And the father intervened and caused a movement of, you know, he was out of the country, and he made a change of decision, and they believe that that altered the assassination attempt that was going to happen on him. Now, he's run into one or two since then, but he's also been very open to changing his agenda quickly, and that may have kept him, and I believe that possibly Donald Trump is receiving the same information to go around some of the, what you could call, landmines that the enemy set.
Yeah. Meanwhile, what is this business of all these wildfires down in Tennessee? I'm hearing rumbles that they think maybe these are all terrorist operations. And I did read, I think it was on Quayle's site, about an insider military guy who had been trained, and that was what they were going to do, was set wildfires and burn people out. That they would have choke points, and then they would massacre the people as they gathered at the choke points. And that Yeah, go ahead.
What's interesting about that, Stuart, is this is a motive operandi for militaries or revolutions for years. This is the same scenario that's been played over and over for hundreds of years. This is what they do.
Wow. So these could very readily have been set by, who knows? We have internal enemies. Probably almost more than we have external, in a way. You've got the elite, too, that want World War III. They're just baiting Putin. Any more news on Putin and Iran and Syria that we should know about?
Well, one of the things that's interesting is I observed Obama today give a speech saying how well his operation was going in Mosul against ISIS. And let me read this to you. This is from Debka File, the last couple of days. Israel is putting out the information that a total collapse of the U.S.-backed Iraqi military Mosul offensive. It says ISIS reinforcements have arrived in Mosul from Raqqa, and that now that operation is basically put to a stone-cold stop, and they're waiting on a Trump presidency to move forward. So that is not at all what's coming out of our news systems here in the mainstream news in the White House. We're being told something totally different from overseas press.
Do you suppose Obama might lie to the American people? I can't imagine.
Only again and again and again and again. If you see his lips moving, what do you think?
I guess. What is this business of 2,000 terrorists in Australia being sent here, and Obama's trading 200-plus Christians to send over there. Is that really true, or this is such a blatant hatred of Christians, which we already knew he did, but now he's coming right out of the open with it?
Well, that's Fox News is reporting this. I've seen it on Fox News Regular and Fox News Business. Both channels are reporting it, and they have the information. I've watched very closely as they've put this together, and apparently there's over 2,000 what appear to be Islamic infiltrators in Australia that they have caught, and they are simply, they actually have impounded them and locked them up, basically put them in detention, because they would not allow them into their country because of where they were from and who they were.
Mm-hmm.
And Obama, we've got over 200 or something that Costa Rican Christians that have come to America, and he is going to trade them to Australia for the 2,000 plus bad guys that they've got that they wouldn't even allow in their country under any circumstances. And here he is, and it's a shame he's still got as many days left as he has, because he's going to dent America as much as he can and cause dissension and trouble to this nation until he's not there anymore.
Well, you know, he may be there. He has made a number of really strange comments of late about not leaving office. They're veiled, but they are there. And it makes one wonder if he knows something that the rest of us don't. And we have to remember that Queen Elizabeth of England, the UK, said that 2015 was our last Christmas. The Pope said the same thing. Obama said that he was going to win the war on Christmas, which almost acts like he tends to going to cancel it. And remember that where it says he thinks to change times and laws.
Yeah. Well, what's
is it possible?
I was asking Richard about what the rabbis think about where this is going with Trump, and he said that they were very concerned that from the readings in the Torah codes that they've got, it seems to indicate that Trump is going to fight Obama, that he is not going to surrender and not going to stop. So that could really back up the time of confusion and chaos, as the bots say. And the warnings from the rabbis and the Torah codes that we're going in between now and January the 20th may be a very, very dangerous time.
Well, then we have this frontal attack by the elite media, the fake media, fake news media, to bring down all alternative media by calling them fake news. Have you heard any more on that? I mean, it doesn't take much but to throw a switch. I just don't see how the New World Order could have an internet like we have today. I mean, I just can't see it, because you cannot allow truth in something that's built totally upon lies. Have you heard any more news about that part of it? Has Fox News reported on any of it at all?
Well, there seems to be some contention between Obama, who has turned that over to a private group, the Internet censorship, and
yes,
Trump. There are rumors from Trump that he is going to take it back. Now, what does that mean? I can't explain that language. I don't know what he means, but that there again, it appears, and I talk about this Game of Thrones all the time, because I think that's exactly what we're seeing. We're having a literal Game of Thrones duel, sword fight, et cetera, that's going on in Washington, D.C., and really around this whole nation right now, and it does not seem to want to stop.
Well, I think it's probably just going to keep getting worse. Switching back to Israel, this thing about a certain sheep or with a they can trace it with a DNA group, have not been in Israel for thousands of years, are now returning.
Well,
that'd be a huge thing.
Yeah, you know, and this goes along with, you remember, they have found one of the stones that they had lost and couldn't find to the ephod.
Yes,
and we'll talk about that later on down the road. Yeah, but they've also, this is incredible, this is a story that's in the Times of Israel. That's timesofisrael.com. It says the biblical sheep in Israel again for the first time in a millennia. It says November the 30th that three plane loads of Canadian sheep, a certain breed called Jacob sheep, were brought back to Israel, three plane loads of them, and they're bringing more. And it says that this sheep's lineage, and it's been termed as Jacob's sheep biblically, can be traced back 5,000 years into Noah's Ark, and that this the last 1,000 years, the sheep have not been, there's not been any in Israel. And now, suddenly, they found them in Canada, this genetic link to the Jacob sheep, and they're bringing them in by the plane load back into Israel again. And now, I don't know the details on that, and Stuart, the question I would have is, do these sheep somehow, are they related, and I'm not aware if they are or not, to the temple some way, or to the
I think they are,
you know,
yes, that's what I was just thinking.
Yeah, I don't know
yet.
Yeah,
I think you're right. They probably are going to be used for the sacrificial, because the Sanhedrin is now up and officially running. In fact, it was the Sanhedrin that wrote letters to Trump and Putin requesting help to build the third temple. So now all of a sudden we have the sheep. Not too long ago, there's a certain snail that produces the purple dye needed for the Israeli priesthood. They've got that now. And I've heard reports they have just about everything they need, and they got the red heifer, I understand, which is used for sacrificial cleansing and purification. It's called the ashes of the red heifer. You can probably read about that. I think it'd be in Deuteronomy, somewhere in there. And, yeah, we're moving rapidly, rapidly into this final period of humanity on planet Earth. It's amazing what's coming. It's one of the reasons I wrote this 5777 thing. People are not aware of all of it and how it all fits together, but it really does. It all fits together very, very well. Any other little tidbits you want to bring forth, Larry?
Well, just to tell people to really keep your eye on the Middle East, we're certainly not hearing a lot of the movement that's going on right now in the Middle East and also in Europe. You know, we're concentrating in, actually, this election that is never ending, or appears to be never ending, is consuming Americans' mind time, and we're not watching the Middle East as close as we should.
And probably, I know the EU's facing collapse. You've got all these guys quitting. You've got moves to, like, Brexit to get out of the EU. It almost sounds like the Lord is overturning and overturning and overturning, getting ready for the final onslaught of judgment. It just seems that way. Anyway. Beard. How this is all going. Thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. We're going to have a special show on Friday, everyone. We're going to have Richard Shaw on, and that is going to prove to be a really good news show. He has all kinds of information and has very close ties to the people in Israel. Thanks again, Larry, for coming on. I really appreciate your short notice getting here. And I would have done one tomorrow, but we are not going to be here, so I can't. Anyway, do thank you for coming on, Larry. Appreciate it really a whole lot. Anyway, thanks, everybody, for listening. And we'll see you on Friday night. At the same time, same station. And thanks for listening. And we'll say good evening to everyone.